Imagine discovering that something you thought was harmless entertainment had quietly rewired your brain, damaged your relationships, and stolen years of your life. This is the reality for millions caught in what's called the porn trap. Once considered benign fantasy material, pornography has transformed in the digital age into something far more potent and problematic. With 40 million Americans visiting porn sites monthly and children under 18 becoming one of the largest consumer groups, we're facing a silent epidemic. Pornography's destructive potential often catches users by surprise. Despite its widespread availability, most remain unaware of how it can rewire neural pathways and create dependency similar to substance addiction. Unlike alcohol or tobacco, porn carries no warning labels about potential dangers. Pornography's power stems from its ability to produce intensely pleasurable experiences through direct neurological pathways. It functions as an instant sexual stimulant, triggering automatic physiological responses regardless of conscious feelings. The brain releases a cocktail of neurochemicals, including dopamine, creating euphoria similar to cocaine. With repeated exposure, dopamine receptors can become damaged, requiring increasingly extreme content to achieve the same effect, a hallmark of addiction. Most children first encounter pornography around age 11, typically by finding a parent's materials, through friends' relatives, or accidentally online, with 25% of children with internet access viewing porn unintentionally each year. Initial reactions range from excitement to confusion or trauma. Parental responses often compound issues when adults react with anger or avoidance instead of open discussion, teaching children to be secretive about sexuality. Pornography usage continues because it fulfills four developmental needs: sexual information, though inaccurate, social bonding, especially among boys, sexual validation, and emotional escape. For gay youth like Alan, porn provided rare glimpses of homosexual relationships. For abuse survivors like Laura, it became a nightly coping mechanism. Casual viewing often evolves into emotional and sexual attachment. About half of men and one-tenth of women exposed to porn in childhood maintain regular use as adults. This transition accelerates through pleasure association, easy access, emotional self-medication, and relationship difficulties. The pleasure derives from multiple sources: the thrill of hunting for content, the excitement of discovery, and the chemical rewards of orgasm. These pleasurable associations create a reinforcing cycle that drives continued use. Like alcohol, pornography provides initial pleasure while concealing serious consequences users often deny. Many experience irritability and depression from internal conflict, rarely linking these issues to their porn use. What starts as vicarious connection ultimately erodes real relationships. Regular use breeds self-centeredness and emotional stunting, favoring power over empathy. Users begin pornifying others, seeing them merely as sexual objects, like Zane, who rejected genuine connections because women weren't perfect tens. The habit undermines career and family life. Users waste time viewing content, planning sessions, and hiding evidence. One man's productivity plummeted 75%, costing him his job. Sexual dysfunction develops as users link arousal to isolation rather than intimacy, often becoming dependent on visual stimuli. Research by Dr. Jennifer Schneider shows 70% of couples affected by cybersex addiction report diminished mutual intimacy, typically initiated by the porn user. When intimate partners discover a porn habit, it shatters the core pillars of relationships: honesty, fidelity, trust, and love. Partners typically progress through stages of being unaware, discovery shock, emotional trauma, and attempts to cope. Women often notice concerning changes like sexual pressure or neglect, emotional distance, and mood shifts before discovery. Warning signs include unexplained absences, secretive computer use, defensiveness, and unusual sexual demands. Discovery usually occurs accidentally, triggering intense physical and emotional reactions, from difficulty breathing to prolonged turmoil between rage and despair. women suffer deep psychological wounds, experiencing damaged self-esteem and intimacy issues. During sex, many question their partner's mental presence. As Debbie noted, "Sometimes in the middle of intercourse, I suddenly realize he isn't there. His body is there, but it feels like in his head, he's someplace else." The continued use of porn, despite known relationship damage, leaves many feeling unloved. Sue felt unimportant, discounted, and powerless when her husband refused to quit, while Megan questioned her husband's wedding vows when he chose porn over their relationship. When someone continues using porn despite mounting problems, they often experience a major life crisis or hit bottom through external events or internal breakdowns. Mitch's life unraveled when school officials caught him viewing porn on his work computer. Despite his 30-year teaching career, he faced termination. Though he regained his teaching certificate after treatment, his career was ruined, his wife felt betrayed, and his daughters lost respect for him. Hank's teenage magazine habit evolved into an all-consuming addiction, escalating to harder content and weekend-long binges, combining porn, drugs, and alcohol. His addiction eventually compromised his welding job, leading to an emotional breakdown at work. Marie, a middle-aged single mother, discovered porn as a teenager. After her husband's death, she isolated herself and used porn daily to cope with grief and loneliness. Her addiction intensified with internet pornography until a youth pastor discovered her browsing history while fixing her computer. Recovery requires both motivation and concrete action through 6 essential steps. First, breaking isolation starts with disclosure. Telling another person, "I have a problem with pornography and want to quit," weakens porn's hold by dismantling secrecy. Second, structured treatment prevents relapse through counseling, therapy groups, 12-step programs, and faith-based support. These communities normalize recovery, reduce shame, and provide accountability. Third, creating a porn-free environment means removing pornographic materials, establishing barriers, and developing strategies to handle unavoidable sexual imagery. Since porn thrives on anonymity, accessibility, and affordability, recovery requires disrupting these factors. Fourth, building a support team provides reinforcement when willpower falters. This may include counselors, clergy, sponsors, recovery group members, partners, family, or friends. Fifth, self-care helps manage withdrawal through exercise, sleep, nutrition, stress management, and treating underlying conditions like depression. Finally, recovery requires developing intimacy-oriented sex that integrates positive feelings about oneself and partner. Key skills include courtship behaviors, verbal communication, sensory awareness, loving observation, expanded touch, structured sensual exploration, and connecting love with arousal. Life beyond porn brings renewed vitality and authentic connection. Former users report feeling more emotionally balanced and socially comfortable. While the initial months prove challenging, as Bill's first 6 months showed, support through counseling and group work builds confidence, as Marie discovered. Recovery builds essential skills: recognizing feelings, tolerating distress, and channeling energy productively. Relationships flourish as isolation fades. Sexual experiences become more genuine, as Nick notes. "It's just me and my wife in bed now, without pornographic fantasies." Those who leave porn behind find true freedom, not the adolescent freedom to do anything, but the ability to make choices aligned with their healthiest life. This freedom enables living openly, consistent with values and goals, fostering meaningful relationships. The journey transforms from ignorance to knowledge, avoidance to action, and shame to integrity. Those affected by porn can reclaim their lives and heal, opening the door to a richer, more authentic life ahead.